defender, gets it to Rudolph, who then tries to make the move, passes it over to Claire Young, does a great job of ripping it out and getting the ball back into Ernst's hands. Good defense by the Loggers. Cadence gets the ball, takes the shot off the rim. She had no time to get that ball out of her hands and yet succeeded, but it just didn't drop. So with that, the first half comes to a close in this game. The Phillips Loggers lead 36-5 here in Park Falls. Schwamig and Screaming Eagles and Loggers head to the locker room, and we're going to head to an ad break here on 103.1 Trail Mix. We'll take a couple minutes for an ad break, and when we come back, we will have our halftime show, so don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. You may not want to hear this, but winter and the cold weather are coming up fast. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the winter with our mobile service. As long as you are within 120 miles of our dealership, for a limited time, we can come right to you for no extra charge, offering full service oil changes, tire rotations, free battery tests, and more. On all makes and models, we'll be certain your vehicle is ready to brave the elements. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to schedule.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the basketball game tonight between the Schwamig and Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers in girls basketball. You are listening on 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Stephen Jetlin. And we are in halftime. If you're just joining us and you're a Logger fan, you will have a smile on your face as they are winning 36-5. And when you see a score like that, there's really not too much to talk about in the halftime show, as pretty much everything the Loggers is doing is working, and that includes defense. It's not even a case of like everything the Eagles are doing isn't working. It's a case of everything the Eagles try to do gets stopped by the Loggers. So, I don't want to sit here and chalk it up to like a luck factor where it's like everything the Loggers do works and everything the Eagles do doesn't. No, it's everything the Loggers are doing is methodical, clean, prepared, planned. And when the Eagles, they're very clearly calling plays, pulling screens, trying to get the ball in the right spot, getting open looks, that they're just getting stopped by the Loggers, who are doing a good job on defense. They're not even playing aggressive press. They're honestly playing more of an aggressive zone where, because like the Eagles are getting open looks at the three-point line, but the aggressive zone is only bringing two. They're not really triple teaming. They're kind of trusting that kind of scheme, and so you just gotta. It's kind of like a hats off moment. It's as a fan, if you're an Eagles fan, you're frustrated. But you know, if you're here watching the game or listening to the game, you can recognize Loggers are playing great ball, right? And that happens. A couple of those factors, I really do think it comes down to the veteranness I don't even know if that's a word, the amount of veterans, there we go, on the loggers side of the court versus the Eagles. Because when you look at the loggers, you know, they're rocking five seniors and four juniors and one freshman. And you look at the Eagles roster, and it's an exciting roster, right? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sophomores and 1, 2, 3, 4 freshmen, a junior and a senior, right? So they're a really young team, up-and-coming team. You know, they're, when you watch them play or listen to them play, they're talented. Their conditioning is top-notch. They don't get tired. I've literally watched these girls run, and I know a lot of them are in, like, cross-country and stuff, so they have the physicality for basketball. They play tough. Actually, I think the Schwamigan Eagles' identity is a very tenacious defense, and they've shown that tonight. They really have. 36-5, that they played pretty good defense, and they just can't get over the wall that is the Phillips Loggers' defense. And a lot of that has to do with just the raw height advantage that they bring. Like, Brielle Mesko, number one, Eckert, number 10, Kendra Timmers, number 12, Leah Harper, number 22. These are all girls that are just over a head taller. So, like, when they pass the ball, the Eagles have to jump super high. And when the Eagles have to pass the ball, they just have to reach up. And they're just they're leveraging this very obvious mismatch, is a good word for it, to their advantage. And what I mean by leveraging it is, so a little scenario quick, because I got a couple minutes before the halftime shows up. Loggers would have the ball at the top of the key, right? And so, you know, you got your shooting guards on the sides, right? Maybe 1 to 2 on the right, 1 to the left, and then you have a center on the inside. The center will actually step up away from the hoop, but get positioned to where she's in front of the defender, and she'll just put her hand up. And now the point guard, all she has to do is float the ball over her defender, which is easy, like float passes. You just put it way up high. But what they're doing is, the only person on the court that can get that ball is someone in a Loggers jersey because of the height. They get it, and now all they have to do is hard dribble once, and either spin left or spin right, and they have a layup shot. Now, whether they make it or not, it's kind of up to them when they've been making quite a few, right? They're up 36-5. And so it's like, there is, if you look at, like, what the Loggers need to be doing in the second half, that, don't change anything until the Eagles can prove they can stop it. For the Eagles, you're just going to have to get inventive. When it comes down to this, I don't think it's going to be like this thing where it's like, oh, here's this one play that we never considered, and now that's just going to completely dismantle the defense of the Loggers. It's just, you got to look at this game as an opportunity to kind of evolve your game on the court as it's happening. Yeah, these are good opportunities to play against things that you've never seen before, and I don't think the Eagles have really played against. They played against tall girls, right? Every girl's got a couple of tall girls, but a roster where almost all of them are just straight up taller. And so that's just kind of what's going to happen tonight. It's going to kind of be another game. You know, they kind of took it on Thursday against Rib Lake. They took one to the jaw, and they're going to have to kind of take another one. But this is a learning experience. I'm actually genuinely happy and excited for Danica Mann, freshman, as well as Sharika Rudolph, sophomore, who are getting plenty of play time with Haley Rauschenbach and Jalen Brunell not playing, as well. And Mia Singer, who's also gotten a good amount of minutes, hasn't been on the court either. And I don't know all the reasons for that, but I do know, you know, from last year watching them play, I know that they're good basketball players. So, you know, the Eagles on paper look like they have a good bench, but their bench is actually pretty minimal at the moment. So, anyway, all right, we're going to go to another 2-minute ad break, and when we come back, we'll have second half basketball. Don't go anywhere here on 103.1 Trail Mix.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Welcome back to tonight's game. As we have entered the second half for girls basketball, the Shawamig and Screaming Eagles are hosting the Phillips Loggers here in Park Falls. This is 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. And if you hear that cheer, before I could get my intro out, Sharika Rudolph got the ball and drained a three. Love that. Score is 8-38. And the Loggers have now responded of a three of their own, 41-8. They responded quickly. Now Eagles got the ball back, moving the ball around. Ernst has got it, trying to drive past her defender. She does. Runs into another one. It is stolen by number 42, Rayleigh Williams. And now they move down the court. And number 12, Kendra Timmers, misses. And Cadence McCoon now has the ball. Gets stolen immediately by number 11, Lily Miller, on the pass attempt. It's now 43-8. 16 minutes and 30 seconds remain in the half. Ernst tried to pass the ball. It bounced off the defender's leg, and now number 10, it just happened to go into her hands from the bounce. Good luck there, but Eckert, you know, she don't mind. She's going to take that in and make the layup. Now it's 45-8. Oh, scoring very quickly to start the second half as the Ernst has now passed the ball underneath to Bablick, who runs it back out. Sharika Rudolph looking, gets it to number 13, Claire Youngs, the senior, draining the two-pointer around the free throw line, 10-45. And with that, the Eagles have almost doubled their amount of points scored right away. It's a stolen pass from the senior. Gets to Bablick, 1-2-step dribble, and she makes the two-pointer and draws the foul. And now it's 12-45. Eagles got themselves a little momentum. Whatever the coach said in the locker room must have really got them jazzed, because now they have scored more points than they got in the first half and the first 2 minutes of the second half. Free throws just short, bounces off the rim. Score will remain 12-45, Loggers' favor, and Eckert is now carrying the ball to court for the Loggers. Pass the ball over, gets it to Lily Miller, passes it inside to Anna Bellin, takes a shot, misses. Now they're moving the ball court, gets a three-point opportunity, Eckert misses. But they get off its rebound, one pass, two pass, gets it to number 20, Anna Bellin, who misses, and now they get another offensive rebound. Move the ball. 42 takes her chance, Rayleigh Williams, and she says, I'm making it, 47-12. Nice two-point shot on the jumper. Sharika Rudolph's got the ball. pumps, dribbles to the top, looking to pass it, gets it inside to Ernst. 1-2 step, goes for the shot. Good call by the ref. It was the contact made was on all the ball, and so no foul. Good. That 42 got another shot. She off the rim. Cadence McCoon gets the rebound, and she keeps it inside as well. Good effort by her, and now Ernst carries it up the court. Maddie, long pass to Bablick. Three-point shot off. She tried to bank it off the board, and it still didn't go in. It bounced in between that and the rim. Good look, good shot, didn't drop. Loggers ball. All right. Number 20, keeping it. Trying to get inside, can't. Back out to the top, then all the way over to the left wing. And way back on another reversal shot. Can't take it. Gets the ball back in Eckert's hand. She hasn't dribbled yet. She's really just trying to pass it inside. She does. Ernst intercepts the ball. And as she tripped to get it, it bounces off the logger's hand, goes out of bounds, and the Eagles, although I don't know if that technically goes down as a steal, it will go down as a turnover. So there we go. Maddie carrying it for the Eagles up the court. Looking for an open player, finds it. Danica takes a three, in and out. How are these not dropping? It's so frustrating. I want to go chew out the hoop. All right, that three-point shot literally went in and touched the net, then bopped back out. Score remains 12-47, Loggers. Layup attempt misses. McCoon on the rebound. Claire Young carrying the ball up the court. Nice little crossover. Gets it to Ernst for a three-point shot, and it finally went in. The ball thought about leaving in between the rim, but it finally dropped in. 15-47, 13 minutes and 50 seconds remain. Ernst almost steals it, but fails on that one. Good passing by the Loggers. Oh, off the foot, and it's going to be Eagles possession on the jump ball, I believe. Yep, ref called it. Great heads-up defense there. This is what I meant by when I talked about the halftime show about the tenacious nature of their defense. I mean, I might as well just say the tenacious nature of their players. You know, they were down a lot, and they are playing hard like it's an even game. And I respect it to no end. Claire gets a three-point shot, misses. That one was a little rushed. Well, a lot of rushed. Still a good – I'm glad they're shooting it up because if they get on fire here, start dropping threes, it can change the game and what the second half looks like. All right. Eagles looking. That's going to be a shooting foul on Claire Young. Number 12, I think it was Kendra Timmers. Yes, she was the shooter. She got fouled, so she'll have two free throws coming up. 13 minutes and 15 seconds on the clock. For scores 47-15, 48-15 Loggers. We have a substitution come in. Bablick is getting a moment to rest as Sharika Rudolph comes in. All right. Second free throw. Up and off the rim. Good rebound by Young. Hand the ball to court. Gets it to Ernst. And it's going to go out of bounds on the steal attempt by Eckert on the Loggers. So the Eagles will keep possession and pass in the ball underneath the hoop. All right, inside, passes to the corner, gets it to Sharika, now has it, passes it to Ernst, three-point shot, it's open, and it's in! 18-48. Nice scoring. Eagles have woken up this half. They are technically outscoring the Loggers by one in this second half. Tamer's got the ball. She tries to laser the pass to the corner, but it goes right by her player. Out of bounds, Eagles ball. Eagles have, you can tell the Eagles are playing more up-tempo. Maddie goes for another three. She drains it. It's 21-48. That was an incredible screen by Claire Young there that got an open look for a three, and Maddie drains it, and now they're on back on defense. Another shoot. Oh, 1 second. I need to confirm the call. Did they? Okay, so it was a foul on Claire Young, but they're saying she fouled her before the shot was made, which is good because if it wasn't a shooting foul, just a regular foul. So that's good. All right, ball passed in to number 10. She goes for the shot, and she draws a shooting foul. So, you know, we the Loggers got a shooting foul, just got it a little bit further down the road. 12 minutes and 22 seconds remain. The score is 48-21. Eagles showing some life, and Loggers making free throws, 49-21. And in again, 50-21. All right, Maddie's carrying the ball. Into the double team, through the double team, loses her dribble, and stolen from Maddie, goes for three off the rim, and it's offensive rebound made. Danica has a look for three, and she makes it! She gets it off the rebound, 24-50. Man, you're turning in for the second half. This one's exciting. There we go. Long shot taken by the Loggers. Miss. They get their own rebound, and number 10 takes a three. She misses. It goes out of bounds, and now it's Eagles ball. We have number 25 and 22 coming in. That'll be Casey and Leah, or Casey Quinnell and Leah Harper for the Loggers, and there we go. I believe Anna Bellin as well as Rayleigh Williams are now on the bench, taking a moment to rest. Ball to Danica. She shoots another three. It's in! We're dropping buckets in here. Cha-ching, 27-50. There's still 11 minutes and 30 seconds in this game. You can come back if your strategy is just make everything. Okay, let's do this. I mean, it's still 23. That's going to be a half-court violation on the Loggers as they tried to pass the ball to their point guard. It went wide, and now it's back in the Eagles' court. They trail by 23, but they were trailing by 31. All right. All right, Maddie's got the ball. Looking for a shot. Gets it to Sharika Rudolph on the handoff pass. It's immediately blocked on the pass by number 22. Great job by Leah Harper. She's carrying up the court. Gets to number 11, number 12 for Timmers, who draws a shooting foul. The Eagles are playing aggressive, as they should. There's no reason not to, as their offensive strategy is very clearly up-tempo three-point shooting. And we're seeing not only Maddie Ernst, their point guard and regular starter, but their freshman, Danica Mann, has now made a pair of three-pointers, which you'll love to see. Great basketball teams have production from their bench, and that's what I'm seeing. So here we go. The Loggers also have good production from their bench, mind you. And another free throw made by the Loggers. They have shot great from the line today. It's now 52-27. All right, Loggers have done a great job of, I know the Eagles have kind of chipped away at a lead, but let's not kid ourselves, it's still 25 points. They're doing a good job of, yes, they've given up some threes, yes, they've given up some shots, but they haven't stopped making them. Danica shoots up a three from the corner, misses it, and now we have a rebound the Loggers. Real Masco's got the ball, carrying up the court. Moves it over, number 22, and they're almost intercepted. Number 22 gets the ball back as it deflected back to her. Off of the top there, Rail's got it. Inside pass, it goes to Kate. Oh, no. The Loggers are so good at that. Number 25 now has it. Casey trying to get the ball around and away. Timeout called by the Loggers as the Eagles have put up a tenacious defense there. All right, 10 minutes and 24 seconds remain in this second half, and the Eagles have shown the crowd exactly what they wanted to see, life. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. When we come back, we'll continue with basketball here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and up-north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlamin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles, hosting the Philip Loggers tonight. Loggers have the ball, because that's where they were when they called timeout. It gets stolen. And now Ernst has got it, carrying up the court. She tries to pass it inside. It bounces off of her teammate's leg. McCoon gets the rebound on the offense, misses the layup. Now we have a scrum. And who's got the ball? They're calling. Okay, wait with the ref to see. There was like four. Okay. They're going to call foul on Matty Ernst, the Eagles. And so the Loggers will, they have possession of the ball. So they'll retain possession, and now it's Loggers' ball. 10 minutes remains as of right now in this second half. Good ball movement, number 10, one dribble, two step, and Eckert for the Loggers makes another two-pointer. She has been a great player for the Loggers and a wonderful, you can tell the team really plays around her, and as they should, she's been an incredible asset to their offense and defense. As I say that, we got a steal, and the Loggers are now back on offense. Long shot attempted by Brielle Mesko. It goes awkwardly off the rim, straight left and out of bounds. I mean, you set up for a rebound, and the ball decides to do that. So the ball will now be back in Eagles' hands. All right. Maddie's got the ball. Carrying up the court. Gets a pass over to Danica, then over to the corner to Bablick, who shoots the three off the rim. It didn't drop. It wanted to, but didn't. And now Eckert got the rebound, passes over number 22 for a nice layup. Leah Harper gets that, pushes the score to 56-27. All right. Ernst passes over to McCoon, then back to Bablick, who shoots a three. It gets blocked. McCoon tried to strip the ball, but kind of hit arm on the rake. And so with that, it'll be another foul. She gets subbed out. McCoon does for Danica Mann, and now the Loggers are back in possession. Bablick tried to squeak that three-pointer in. And ended up getting blocked. You can tell she really wants to start making threes because she's good at doing it. She's been a little cold tonight. But, hey, when you're down like this, you got to make something happen. So I holistically agree with the three-point attempts. All right. Steal made by Bablick. Great job. She ends up with the ball down the court. Gets it to Maddie, who takes the shot, misses just short. 8 minutes and 40 seconds, and now the ball gets passed underneath. Good. Oh, but it didn't drop. That ball decided to not go in. Ball gets moved in, and you know what? Ends up being good news for the Loggers as it got dished back out to Eckert, who drains the three instead, 59-27. All right. Moving the ball around. Danica has it. Ernst has it for an open three. Gets blocked by Eckert, whose reach is just absolutely dominating this court. She then takes it all the way across, makes a two-pointer, 61-27. Mattia Eckert, all-star, making it happen. Eagles trying to get in. They're going to draw a foul before the shot attempt was made, so it's just going to be Eagles' ball. Maddie tried to drive into the lane and was met with a ton of bodies there. And now the Eagles will pass it in. Oh! They called offensive charging. Okay. So now it's Loggers' ball. Excuse me. I apologize. I misinterpreted what was called. All right. Loggers on offense at the top. They're just moving. Number 42 gets the ball over to 20 and then back on the inside to Kendra, then back over for a three-point attempt. Oh, swish by Rayleigh Williams for the Loggers. Great shot. 64-27 now with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left. Back and forth passing between Claire Yunk and Maddie. All right. Danica gets an open shot off the rim. Almost had it. They're going to call foul on that. We'll move on. they're going to offensive foul, and so it'll be no, they're calling defensive foul. Interesting. I just don't think that should have been a foul at all on either person. But either way, Eagles got the ball. Maddie's got it. Shoots the three, misses, and then we have the freshman number 23, Gretchen Etter, with the rebound. Good job there. Moving the ball around. Cadence now for a three-pointer. Off the rim, just misses. Good shot attempt. Didn't drop. 7 minutes remain. Score is 64-27, Loggers in the lead. Who, after that timeout, three-point shot. Made it by, once again, the hot hand, Rayleigh Williams.
Eagles got to put a body on her or something because she is just on fire. Danica just runs up the court, shoots a three, and it's just barely short again. It won't drop.
I mean, they were dropping, but now they're not. Number 42 open for a three. She takes another one for the Longhorns, and she drains it.
That's three in a row. 70-27. Eagles should consider calling a timeout. She's on fire.
All right. Maddie's got the ball. We have a timeout called by the Eagles. Correct decision. I'm sorry, but there should be a rule that if the opponent makes three threes in a row from the same player, it's just an automatic timeout. Trying to get her to cool off. All right. Wow. Loggers turned up the heat, specifically Raleigh Williams. There we go. Well, we're going to do a 30-second ad break. We're going to take a little cool off quick, and when we come back, more basketball. Don't go anywhere.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to tonight's game.
And we couldn't have come back in at a better moment because the timeout was supposed to cool down Raleigh Williams for the Loggers, but she gets the ball and immediately drains a fourth three-pointer in a row. Pass it to 42. Take another shot. I want to see if she makes five in a row. Oh, Maddie gets the steal for the Eagles. She tries to pass it inside, doesn't. It gets stolen right back by Ecker. The Loggers get it to Raleigh Williams. Get it to Raleigh Williams. No, Kendra, no, don't. She makes the layup, which is good. I just want to see if she could have made five in a row.
We'll never know. As her, okay, the ball got passed across.
There we go. Addison Bablick finally broke her cold streak as she drains a three-pointer. It's now 30-75 with 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right. Raleigh Williams' streak is still active. She's at four three-pointers in a row. She just gets it. She almost took her fifth one. Let's see if she does. Nope. Passes. Pass underneath. Takes the layup. Nice little rainbow shot by Anna Bellin. Excuse me. 77-30. 5 minutes remain in the game. Maddie's got the ball. Passes it over to number 13, Claire Young, who drives inside a little bit. Has to kind of fight for the possession of the ball. They're going to call jump ball, and they're going to say it'll be Eagles possession still. All right. Here we go. Ah, the hero of the court has been subbed out. I'm pretty sure that might be the last we see of Raleigh Williams tonight as four subs for the Loggers come in as a 77-30 lead hits. So they probably put in their entire bench now to get some minutes. So we're going to see a couple players that have been subbed in and out as they go are now all in at the same time. Man, that was an awesome streak. Four threes in a row. Okay. Eagles get the ball. Long pass inside. Short. Air ball. And somehow, Cadence McCoon keeps that ball alive. Are you kidding me? Manny takes the three-point shot and in and out. Doesn't drop. 3 minutes and 50 seconds remain in the game. Long pass. And number 22, Leah Harper, gets it. She's looking, passes it inside to 20, and she's going to get hit with a foul. Number 14, that would be Addison Bablick, on the shooting foul. And so she'll get to, not a shooting foul. It's a regular foul, but we're in team bonus. So every foul from here on out will result in free throws for the Loggers. All right. First free throw misses, and it's going to be out of bounds on the Eagles, so Loggers will retain possession. Another thing that I want to absolutely commend the Loggers for, because this is the first time I've watched them this season, is not only are they up 77-30, they've been playing up-tempo offense and defense. They are not fouling, and that is, as a coach, you love to see it. Okay, all right, ball's back in play. And the Eagles are good at not fouling, too, but they're trying to out-aggress to get back in this game, and so that's why you're seeing them foul as much as they have so far. But I feel like their fouls are like a product of the game, and the Loggers' lack of fouls is a product of their really good discipline. All right. Stolen inbound pass. McCoon ends up getting it. Passes it to Claire Young, and she gets it stolen. And now the ball will go over to the Loggers. Intercepted by Bablik. How did that? There we go. McCoon gets it on the jump ball, and they're gonna rule it in Loggers' favor for possession. 2 minutes. All right, 47-point lead, 30-77. They're gonna call a foul on 23, which is, or 24, excuse me, Bella Rayburg for the Loggers, and now Eagles are moving up the court. 1:45 remains on the clock. Maddie takes it, shoots a three off the rim. Nice rebound made by the freshman, Gretchen Etter. And was able to, that was great effort by her. She got her hands on the ball. It got contested. She was able to keep her hands on it, cause a jump ball, and it stays in possession of the Screaming Eagles. All right, Bablik wide open. Ernst goes for it, tries to take a shot, runs into a defender, and misses her layup. No foul. Good eye by the ref. And with that, we have a stolen pass by Gretchen Etter. I'm loving the play for this freshman. Good production from freshman. Number 13 gets the ball. Then over to Cadence, who has an open shot for two, and she drills it from the corner. Wasn't a three. It was close, though. Excuse me. 32-77. Loggers still in the lead. 50 seconds remain on the clock. All right. Driven inside. 24 does a nice little stop step, misses her layup, and now the Eagles got it. Gretchen has it, gets it stolen from her. That was a little bit lazy on the handoff there by her teammate. I don't think Gretchen Etter was ready for that handoff pass. Yeah, Claire Young, I can literally see the senior going, my bad, my bad. Well, it went out of bounds anyway off the Logger, so the Eagles have possession. All right, Claire gets it. Shoots a three. Oh, no, it almost went in. Great job by Addison Bablik for keeping possession of the ball. And foul on the Loggers. The clock's still in. 8 seconds remain. Passed inside. Maddie's got it. Passes it over to Claire. Shoots a three off the rim. 2-1. And that's your play. And the Loggers come into the Eagles' house and take it. 77-32 is your score. Phillips Loggers are showing you that they are a great team in every facet of this game. Offensively, defensively, and they played it clean with minimal fouls. I think a coach can enter into his locker room and say, well done. For the Eagles, you had a cold first half. 5 points. That's rough. But you know what you did? You followed it up by scoring 27 in the second half, okay? I love the moxie, love the tenacity. The Eagles, they didn't come out here. Here's the thing. You're defeated when the game hits zero. When the game hits zero at halftime, you're not defeated yet. You're just losing. And they didn't come out with a defeated attitude. They came out wanting to score points, play a good game, and they did. And so I'm two ways around it. You lost by 45. That hurts. But they can hold their chins up high because they played with everything they had. And, man, I'm proud they're my team. All right. That was fun. Hey, we're going to do a one-minute ad break, and we're going to come back and do a post-game show here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. Don't go anywhere.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. It's the season of giving, and Medford Motors has some thoughtful deals. Right now, get 15% off of all Ford accessories. You can choose to have us pick up and deliver your vehicle, or for a limited time, have our mobile service install your new accessories in your driveway or at your work for no extra charge. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
All right. Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. We are officially in the post game for the basketball game that just took place, the Shawmut Screaming Eagles hosting the Loggers for girls basketball. The score was something, 77-32. Loggers came in and just dominated this court. Now, the Eagles scored 5 in the first half and 27 in the second half. So they came out of that locker room with a fire in their bellies and a look of determination in their eyes that said, hey, we're losing this game, but we're not giving up. And I'm very impressed with that. Loggers, wow. That's a team to beat. Because, like, obviously their starting lineup was majority seniors, right? But they have a lot of juniors. And it just, what was really impressive, like, I'm just like kind of replaying the game back in my head a little bit here. What was, I think, I'm not going to assign like most impressive, but some of that was really impressive. I had said partway through the game to the Eagles, the mark of a great team, like what can make your team good is a good starting lineup, but what makes a team great is bench production. Do your bench players come out onto the court and contribute meaningfully to a team victory? And that could be a majority of things. It's not just the box score points, but are they coming in and getting rebounds? Are they playing good defense? Are they not fouling? You know, and you can have a, are they scoring points, right? There's a whole mishmash of those things, right? So when someone gets benched in or, you know, like subbed in for a break or an injury or whatever, is the overall team chemistry able to keep the game plan, right? Because, like, if you sub in one or two players and now you have to play completely differently because of a lack of bench production, that could really, you know, get a weird flow to the game. Where the Loggers, their numbers could have all just been removed from their jerseys and you would have thought it was the same five girls on the court the whole time. Whenever they sub someone in, they were moving the ball well, dribbling well, playing defense well, shooting well, and, I mean, when you see that, you're like, okay. So not only is, like, how do the Eagles beat the Loggers? I'm sitting here going, how does any team beat the Loggers right now? I mean, they're playing every phase of basketball correctly. Maybe not correctly is the wrong word because there's a lot of ways to play. But they're playing every phase of basketball how they want to. They're controlling tempo. They're controlling pace. They're doing what they've designed. They're stopping the other team from doing what they want to do. And it's going to be tough. And so for those Logger fans out there, you got a team to watch this year. You got a team to listen to. And it should be, I mean, from what I saw, it's really exciting. So it'll be fun to see their development throughout the year because they're only going to get better. They're only going to get better. And for the Screaming Eagles, you took a hard loss against Rib Lake last week. You took another one tonight. But like I said, there was no give up in any of those girls tonight. They stood together. They got fired up. They had Sharika making shots from the bench. They had Danica Mann making three-pointers from the bench. They had a Gretchen Etter was getting rebounds off the bench, playing good defense there. Maddie making three-pointers. Addison made one at the end. Clary Unk was making shots. Cadence McEwen, like, it's one of those things where it's kind of tough to describe over the air. She is such an aggressive rebounder for the Eagles. It's ridiculous. What she lacks in height, I mean, she's not short compared. She's a good height, but like she has she wills the ball to be rebounded, right? So it's like we got some great, and she's not a bench player, she's a star, but there are pieces here on the Eagles team that you can definitely get excited for, especially after watching the second half. So, man, that's your game. That's the game. Good job, Loggers. And for the Eagles, everyone, and for everyone, too, we're moving into Thanksgiving. So we're going to get a nice little break. for all teams heading into the rest of this week and the next week. And when we get back here in December, we'll have more basketball for you. Thank you so much to everyone who's been listening here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. I'm Stephen Jetlin, and I just want to say on behalf of myself and the radio station, thank you. And in the spirit of Thanksgiving, thank you to you, the listeners, that tune in and listen. We can't do what we do without you wanting to hear us doing it. So safe travels to everyone who's going. I hope everyone enjoys their turkey and mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, personal favorite for me. And for everyone else out there, stay safe, and we will see you next time. Have a good night. Goodbye.
You've been listening to High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, just want you to know who I am.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Thank you. kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Oh.